That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Stand here at the American Freedom Network, and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news. You're not going to get the regular channels, because the media in America is controlled, rigidly controlled by six major corporations, certainly AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, the German corporation, Viacom, Disney, certainly by Fox, Rupert Murdoch, and then by Comcast. And it's written up beautifully in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, 30 Years. Dr. Ben Bagdakian, left-wing professor, studied the control of the media and documented it all beautifully. You need to know this, and you need to tell other people, and you are the means by which we are going to reach people across America. Every day, make it a point to talk to three or four people about the control of the media, the fact that there's a small little group controls both political parties, people of great wealth who want a one-world government, one-world financial system, and certainly want to destroy Christianity. And they've done a wonderful job of destroying the moral foundation of this country. People talk about all the killings going on. Oh, my goodness, we've got to register guns. We've got to take guns away. Take guns away. There wouldn't be any guns. Why don't we, in every school in America, just put up a sign that says, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. You couldn't do that. Oh, it's all right to talk about taking guns away from people, but don't put up a sign that says thou shalt not kill, because that has religious connotations. Maybe if young people realize, of course, they're going to spend eternity on certainly paying for their crime, that there would not be as much violence as there is. There's an organized effort to destroy Christianity. It goes right to the very highest level of our Supreme Court. But with that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning, as usual on Friday. Rev. Andrew Skousen bringing us the World Affairs Brief written by his dad. We interview Joel on Thursday afternoon. We interview Andrew on Friday morning. Andrew, what's going on in the world today? And bring us up to date.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you as usual. The big story this week is about the European backlash against the New World Order. This week, voters in several European countries showed their anger at continued European integration by supporting numerous anti-EU parties and their champions to a degree never before seen in elections to the EU Parliament, even besting mainstream parties in most EU nations. In response, establishment politicians and media have unleashed a verbal barrage against what they refer to as quote-unquote fascist tendencies. But the public isn't buying it. Even non-supporters of the right are offended at blatant name-calling that doesn't fit. The main reason behind the surge in anti-EU unrest is the refusal of EU politicians to rein in the wave of Muslim immigration that is giving rise to rampant welfare and crime costs across Europe. People are riled about the special favoritism granted to immigrants that attract them in large numbers. Second on the list of European gripes is the continued financial drain and loss of sovereign rights as the EU demands more power to quote-unquote solve the growing debt crisis, which can't be solved. Here are two excerpts from reports in Europe on the rise of anti-EU parties. The first one is from the UK Daily Mail. Quote, Nigel Farage, Joel inserts, the most vocal and articulate of British anti-EU delegates, his withering attacks on EU corruption and power plays in front of the EU Parliament are legendary. Continue the quote. Nigel Farage tonight hailed UKIP, the UK Independent Party's victory in the European elections as the most extraordinary result in British politics for 100 years. Mr. Farage said he was proud of the campaign, which has seen him humiliate the Westminster parties, pushing Labour and the Tories into second and third place. Joel says, this is the first time in British history where an emerging real right wing, as opposed to the phony right wing, quote-unquote conservative party, has won a major EU election in spite of being panned continually by the mainstream media in Britain. One Daily Mail reader added these cogent comments on the why. Quote, thanks to decades of immigration being forced on the British population by Thatcher, Blair, and Cameron in order to fulfill their Agenda 21 UN obligations, the white Brits have had enough. Immigrants pouring in from Muslim countries far outnumber all other newcomers and have depleted the British socialist coffers. Muslims, not happy with all the freebies they get, are now pushing hard to enact Sharia law for all of the United Kingdom. UKIP is Britain's version of the Tea Party, and thanks to not being locked in by a two-party voting system as in the U.S., conservatives in the UKIP do pose a threat to the ever-expanding Agenda 21 program. As noted in the article, Europe, but especially France, Sweden, and Scandinavia in general, Joel adds, and Denmark in particular, are also suffering from large influxes of radical Islam who follow the same playbook as in Britain, wear out the welfare system and keep demanding more and more power, end quote. Joel says, something similar has been happening in France as the late Jean-Marie Le Pen's National Front Party has been steadily gaining on mainstream parties despite a barrage of denigrating epithets thrown at both the founder and his party since the beginning. The UK Guardian summarizes the situation in France and in other European capitals. Quote, Front National wins European Parliament elections in France. Elections turn record numbers of MEPs, members of European Parliament, opposed to EU project with far-right winning in France, Denmark, and Austria. Marine Le Pen, founder Jean-Marie's daughter, Front National Party came first in three exit polls with more than 25% of the vote, while the governing socialists of President François Hollande collapsed to 14%, according to exit polls. European politics were jolted as seldom before on Sunday when France's extreme nationalists, Jill says, note, the mainstream press can't help but throw in pejoratives. Continue the quote. Triumphed in the European Parliament elections, which across the continent returned an unprecedented number of MEPs. Hostile or skeptical about the European Union, in a huge vote of no confidence in Europe's political elite. In Britain, the Nigel Farage-led insurrection against Westminster delivered a victory for UKIP in the election. Turnout in Britain was 36%, higher than at the last European elections in 2009. 4 days of elections across 28 countries returned a record number of members of European Parliament opposed to the EU project. Voters delivered a string of sensational outcomes, according to exit polls, with radical and nationalist anti-EU forces scoring major victories both on the far right and the hard left. In Greece, Alexis Tsipras led the Syriza movement to a watershed victory for the left.
Hold on, we'll be back in a moment. There is a resurgence in conservatism and speakism in Europe. Let's hope it comes to America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is a great deal actually to be optimistic about. A recent article in Newsweek magazine, just this last week, about conspiracies, about all these crazy people in America who think that there's a conspiracy, and they did a poll. Almost one-third of the people that they interviewed believe that we're being lied to about who's running America. And you're seeing the same thing over there in Europe. You're seeing a backlash against the unrestricted Muslim integration and Muslim immigration there, because it's all part and parcel of the move to create a one-world government. Nobody's going to tell the public that there is an organized effort to simply have a one-world government, a one-world financial system. And this is why we're bringing all the immigrants into America, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Well, the people in Europe don't like to see the destruction of the sovereignty of France and England and Denmark and Sweden. And the people are getting up in arms, and let's hope it increases and increases. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Well, in Greece, Alexis Tsipras led the Syriza movement to a watershed victory for the left over the country's two traditional ruling parties, currently governing in coalition, the New Democracy Conservatives and the PASOK Social Democrats, Joel says, both of which are controlled by globalists. Continuing the quote, exit polls suggest the nationalist anti-immigrant Danish People's Party won by a similar margin to Denmark. Messerschmidt of the Danish People's Party won the European election there. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party was projected to take a fifth of the vote. In Hungary, the neo-fascist Jobbik movement took around 15%. End quote. End of the Guardian quote. The mainstream media likes to throw around, quote-unquote, neo-fascist label with total disregard for its meaning. Fascism is a virulent form of socialism and has nothing to do with nationalism or reigning in immigration, and has no place as a pejorative for parties on the right. Sadly, all of this backlash doesn't mean the anti-EU delegates are in control. The pro-EU globalist delegates still outnumber them when they band together, which they do. Continuing the quote, Europe's Christian Democrat bloc, led by Merkel's CDU, was expected to emerge as the biggest grouping of MEPs, albeit forfeiting some 50 seats, with the Social Democrats improving their performance to come second. The two big pro-EU blocs can easily muster a majority between them in the 751-seat chamber and may club together in the form of a Berlin-style grand coalition to prevent legislative gridlock. But after 5 years of currency and debt crisis, recessions, and savage austerity, the results exposed a Europe of division, extremely volatile, fragmented, with voters disenchanted and then choosing to vote, cutting their support for the mainstream in favor of fringe parties, end quote. American politicians, however, keep promoting globalism. Vice President Joe Biden pleaded with graduate Air Force Academy cadets this week to help create, quote, a new world order for the 21st century, end quote, during an event honoring the 223rd anniversary of Poland's constitution attended by Barack Obama and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Hagel expressed the reigning globalist sentiment that, quote, we are seeing a new 21st century world order being built, and although there are conflict and complications, there's still hope.
If I could intercede for just a minute, Andrew, if we could get our listeners to begin talking about this subversive element that controls Washington, D.C., this whole idea of using America to push globalism is subversive. You cannot have a sovereign nation and a globalist movement, and the leaders of both of our political parties are subversive globalists. Start talking about that, ladies and gentlemen. Start talking about that. Nobody uses the term subversion, and yet Obama is a subversive, Biden is subversive, the people who are pushing globalism is subversive. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. As we see, the global elite are becoming more blatant in their pronouncements, but they have to be worried about the growing backlash. I have long maintained, and this current backlash is proving my point, the globalists are not going to let the European people to completely give up what remains of their national sovereignty, which is already about half gone, without creating another crisis of the magnitude of World War II. That's what German Chancellor Helmut Kohl was hinting at in his infamous and disturbing speech at Leuven, Belgium in 1996. Here's how Time International described it, quote, "At one extreme, Kohl was praised what has raised the case for closer integration and relinquishing sovereignty, saying, quote, it's an issue of war and peace, he declared in a major speech in the Belgian university town of Leuven, devastated twice this century by German armies. But even though the EU has achieved a remarkable degree of cohesion and war among its members is unthinkable, Kohl clings to the bicycle analogy that Europe must keep integration going forward or risk a tumble," end quote. Joel says, actually, it's far more than a tumble that Kohl was predicting. Journalists who heard the speech were left dumbfounded at the hint of war. Despite EU wrangling over policy, there has never been a hint that their internal struggles might lead to war. And that's still true, but that's not what Kohl had in mind. He, as an insider to the highest levels of globalist conspiracy, knew that if EU integration doesn't go down voluntarily, the establishment will create another world war to thrust global government upon the nation, just as World War I and II were used to start us down that path. This is the coming war I have long predicted. It keeps being delayed, but the lethal forces are growing. Russia and China are building for it and starting to move against the West, and the U.S. is setting itself up to receive a huge preemptive retaliation through policies that deny the Russian and Chinese threat and that continue unilateral reductions in our nuclear forces. The next story is titled Ukraine Election, Putin Changes His Tune. Something is fishy when Russia's president, while doing everything he can to fund and arm a self-war in eastern Ukraine, suddenly turns conciliatory and claims he will accept the results of this week's election. Quote, "We will, by all means, respect the choice of the Ukrainian people and will cooperate with the authorities that will come to power as a result of the election," Mr. Putin told a group of journalists from foreign news agencies. "That can only mean the winner, Petro Poroshenko, 48, like past Ukraine leaders, is in his pocket." Notice how Russian news coverage suddenly changed from attacking Poroshenko to accepting him in this commentary by the New York Times. Quote, "Poroshenko was portrayed last month in a bilious campaign profile on Russian television, here as money-grubbing, devious, a radical sympathizer. In short, a run-of-the-mill Ukrainian politician, to Russianize. The program on NTV, a Kremlin ally, said he owned a mansion resembling the White House, clear evidence of dangerous Western sympathies. The report mocked him as, quote, the chocolate rabbit, end quote, twisting his usual nickname, the chocolate king, from his confectionery fortune. A scientist, or at least someone wearing a white coat, materialized on screen to denounce his popular Roshan chocolate brand as ridiculed with carcinogens. Then, as Mr. Poroshenko emerged as the frontrunner, a change occurred. The attack ceased, and his chocolate factory in southern Russia, which government police had shuttered, was allowed to operate again," end quote. Those kinds of changes don't occur in the Russian media without direction from above. The result of Sunday's election were predictably pro-Western, since much of eastern Ukraine's ability to vote was disrupted by the pro-Russian separatists on orders from Moscow. In the past, eastern Ukraine's votes would have assured a pro-Russian president, as they had for Viktor Yanukovych, recently ousted in the phony coup. In any case, there were no, well, at least openly, pro-Russian candidates on the ballot. So there was no real choice. All the candidates were from the controlled opposition, feigning allegiance to the EU or independence, but secretly fronting for Moscow. In the grand display of political theater, Dole says, this from the Washington Post, quote, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, whom polls indicated garnered 12 to 13%, conceded. Two far-right nationalist candidates appeared to do poorly, Oleg Tyagnybok of the Svoboda Party and Dmitry Yarosh of the Right Sector Party, each received roughly 1% of the vote, end quote. Dole says, Tymoshenko has always been a fraudulent pro-Western prime minister who never lived up to her promises to clean house of the communists or the corruption in Ukraine. This has led to her poor showing this past Sunday. Svoboda is the phony quote-unquote Freedom Party whose leader allowed himself to be photographed in a Nazi-style salute, giving Putin the excuse to class all the pro-Western politicians as neo-Nazis and extremists. The Right Sector Party, in like manner, isn't really working for freedom. They were acting as agent provocateurs in eastern Ukraine, hiring thugs in cars with darkened windows to drive around shooting up pro-Russian neighborhoods, helping to create hatred against western Ukraine. This was a completely controlled election and will continue to play into Putin's hands. The Post rightly noted that the winner, Petro Poroshenko, quote, has worked on both sides of the country's political divide, Dole inserts. It's always telling when a politician easily switches sides, continue the quote. As foreign minister during the pro-Western presidency of Viktor Yushchenko and briefly as economy minister under Yanukovych, Dole says, then he conveniently positions himself on the other side in order to work for the pro-EU gambit, continue the quote. But Poroshenko allied himself with protesters shortly after Yanukovych rejected the deal in November to move total integration with the European Union, end quote. Thus, it is little wonder that many of the anti-corruption protesters that took part in the Maidan Independent Square Rebellion in opposition to Yanukovych distrust Poroshenko and suspect that he'll turn out to be an old-style representative of rule by Ukraine's wealthiest, but secretly controlled by Russia. Here's more evidence from details taken from the New York Times background piece on Poroshenko. Quote, Mr. Poroshenko's main conduits to the Kremlin are believed to include Dmitry F. Firtash, a Ukrainian oligarch. Mr. Firtash helped to consolidate Mr. Poroshenko's candidacy, but he is now stuck in Vienna, fighting extradition to the United States on corruption charges. Joel says, that's not very reassuring. Neither is this background of information about Poroshenko's Russian ties. Quote, he was the foreign minister in 2009 and 2010 and the trade minister after that, telling Agence France-Presse last week, quote, I know Putin. I have had extensive experience in discussions with him. He is a strong and tough negotiator, end quote. On the positive side, Joel inserts, for Russia, that is, Mr. Poroshenko has certain attributes that look good from Red Square. He has ties to Russia's business elite, having invested heavily there. He is known to make pilgrimages to Russian Orthodox monasteries. His son met his daughter-in-law in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin's hometown. Russia did not go so far as to condemn him as a Nazi sympathizer. It's maintained against a raft of Kiev politicians, end quote. The Associated Press added this, quote, Poroshenko, known for his pragmatism, supports building strong ties with Europe, but also has stressed the importance of mending relations with Moscow. Upon claiming victory in Sunday's vote, he said his first step as president would be to visit the Donbass Eastern Industrial Region, where pro-Russia separatists have seized Russian buildings, declared independence, and battled government troops in weeks of fighting. Quote, peace in the country and peace in the East is my main priority, Poroshenko said Monday, signaling that he would bring an end to the Ukrainian army's much-criticized campaign to drive out the armed pro-Russia separatists. Quote, the anti-terrorist operation cannot and should not last 2 or 3 months, he said. It should and will last hours, end quote. Despite these seemingly assertive words, Joel says, it's never clear how things are going to progress in eastern Ukraine when dealing with a stealth war and people pretending to be on the side of liberty but secretly working for Putin's long-term goals of reconstituting the Soviet Union. Obviously, the disputed areas of Donetsk and Slavyansk with entrenched pro-Russian armed separatists has to be resolved, either by putting down the separatists or letting the regions become independent of Ukraine or at least autonomous republics. I can see Putin going either way, Joel says, and still getting what he wants. It might be advantageous to let Poroshenko quote-unquote win by Putin having his masked minions suddenly melt away, but then come back again in the future when Putin is more ready to actually go to war with the West. The dissatisfaction with the erstwhile corrupt Ukraine government will always be there, providing a motivation for intervention any time in the future. By pulling it out, it will make it look like the new controlled president can stand up to Russia.
We'll be back in a moment with Andrew right here at the American Institute.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Well, Dr. Stan, just this morning, Andrew Snowden. And before we go on, Andrew, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe with publications, The World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get his book, which, of course, go into the secure places to live, secure rooms, a building, a secure home, and basically the whole idea being that we are heading into of major cataclysmic events, and people should begin making preparations to protect themselves and their families. You're not going to get this from the major sources of information, but America's on the bridge, on the brink of war. Joel thinks it's going to be some years down the line. I hope he's right. I fear it may be much, much sooner. Soon we're going to see a financial collapse in this country. We're going to see the total destruction of the infrastructure of this nation. Now, I happen to believe this is going to happen because America turned its back on God, and God brings retribution to nations that turn their back on him. It's happened over and over again. It's going to happen now. But you're not going to hear this from the regular media because, of course, they don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe the Bible is relevant. And they certainly don't believe we could have a major world war because it's too horrible to contemplate. But unfortunately, it is the reality we face. Andrew, how can people get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and get your dad's book?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a big red button to sign up and create a quick account on the website. There's a $48 fee. That's only a dollar a week or a dollar for each brief that you receive to your email inbox directly. Once people set up an account there, they can also access all of the archives of the World Affairs Brief on my dad's website. And they can see how this conspiracy of power has been developing over the years. There's also a link there to joelskousen.com, which is our other website that lists all of Joel's work, books and other work. The biggest seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is the book that outlines in the greatest detail the coming threat of nuclear war, what the main targets are, what the secondary targets might be. It highlights all of those with full color maps and illustrates where those are going to be hit and thus where you want to be to relocate around those threats. Once people have a relocation plan, hopefully some kind of property or idea about where to go, they will probably want to get one of Dad's other two books, either The Secure Home, which is a 700-page book that contains all of the information my dad has accumulated about securing and preparing residences and retreats. It describes everything about how to build a secure shelter, how to put ventilation in, what the best, most economical ways are of getting alternate power, and a wide variety of other subjects. Or else they would probably want to get the smaller book, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, which is a small book that we just recently updated that has do-it-yourself plans for implementing a secure room within an existing house. It describes how masonry block by masonry block and bag of concrete by bag of concrete you can build something in the security and privacy of your own home to be able to put some of your stores in there and keep your family safe during hard times. And that is, like I say, all those books are available on our website, joelskousen.com. If people would like to order those by phone, they can get those through Radio Liberty. Is that right, Dr. Stan?
That's right. Get it through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We sell a lot of these. We think they're important books, Strategic Relocation. You need to start thinking of we're heading into cataclysmic times. Make your preparations now because once they come down, it's going to be too late. Go right ahead, Joel. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. So here we're analyzing why Putin has sort of switched his stance in Ukraine to apparently supporting the new Ukrainian president Poroshenko. Joel says, I can see Putin going either way on allowing the separatists to win or putting down the separatists by Putin pulling out the support for the pro-Russian segment. So Joel says, I can see Putin going either way and still getting what he wants. It might be advantageous to let Poroshenko, quote-unquote, win by having Putin have his masked minions melt away and then come back in the future when Putin is ready to go to war. The dissatisfaction with the erstwhile corrupt Ukrainian government will always be there, thanks to the control by Putin of all of the puppet presidents, and thus provide a motivation for intervention anytime in the future. Of course, by pulling out, it will make it look like the new controlled president can stand up to Russia, thus helping with that ruse. Neither Russia nor China is ready for World War III yet, so a slowdown in the attack on Ukraine has to happen one way or the other. Thus, Putin could continue the existing stealth war, building defections among other oblasts, provinces, and coupled with Ukraine's continued sabotaging of its counter-terror efforts, it would be relatively easy to move into an expanded civil war. However, things have to slow down at some point, and this might be the best time for that for Putin. Putin already has the world in total acceptance of his absorption of Crimea, and he probably could do the same with Donetsk and Slavyansk without much international anger. For some reason, I can't see him giving up control of these two regions after having invested so much in his self-war. The only real question will he stop now for a while after gaining autonomous status for these two regions, or will he keep pressing on, and then how far? We'll just have to watch and see. The next story is about the secret Soviet archives no one wants to read. Joel says, I discovered this story while researching my upcoming book and documentary on the modern history of conspiratorial power. This story not only confirms that the fall of the Soviet Union was a carefully crafted deception, but that the Western media has been complicit in not exposing this grandest of all historical lies. Claire Berlinski, an American journalist who lives in Istanbul, has the story, quote, a hidden history of evil. Why doesn't anyone care about the unread Soviet archives? In the world's collective consciousness, the word Nazi is synonymous with evil, she writes. It is widely understood that the Nazis' ideology, nationalism, anti-Semitism, the autarkic ethnic state, the Führer principle, led directly to the furnaces of Auschwitz. It's not nearly as well understood that communism led just as inexorably everywhere on the globe where it was applied to starvation, torture, and slave labor camps. Nor is it widely acknowledged that communism was responsible for the death of some 150 million humans during the 20th century. The world remains inexplicably indifferent and uncurious about the...
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program with Andrew Skelly.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, the last thing of the program with Andrew Skelton. Andrew, pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, I think you are absolutely right that it is important that people become better at being a little bit more open about discussing some of the topics that we are always telling people about here on the radio, how these are really happening and coming down the pipeline. But it's hard sometimes to break in on something as difficult as politics, let alone something as difficult as conspiratorial type politics. But I think this is a very interesting point that could be brought about in a variety of situations, which is that there is a difference between how the world portrays Nazi and how the world portrays communist. Joel says we are currently looking at an article by Claire Borlinski, an American journalist who is writing about the unread Soviet archive. Joel says she has a very interesting point. Communism makes the Nazis look like pikers. Nazis are rightly demonized, and the media has used the word for so long as a pejorative that being labeled as a quote-unquote neo-Nazi is the kiss of death. But the media has never allowed communists to reach those heights of denigration, and in fact bends over backward to downplay any past or present association with communism by the many Marxists who teach at our universities or work in government as harmless. It is a form of supreme hypocrisy. Berlinski writes, for evidence of this indifference, consider the unread Soviet archive. Pavel Stroilov, a Russian exile in London, has on his computer 50,000 unpublished, untranslated, top-secret Kremlin documents, mostly dated from the close of the Cold War. He stole them in 2003 and fled Russia. Within living memory, they would have been worth millions to the CIA. They surely tell a story about communism and its collapse that the world needs to know, Joel says, and most likely how the collapse was contrived. Yet he can't get anyone to house them in a reputable library, publish them, or fund their translation. In fact, he can't get anyone to take much interest in them at all. Then there's Soviet dissident Vladimir Bukovsky, who spent 12 years in the USSR's prisons, labor camps, and Tyshkushkas, political psychiatric hospitals. After being convicted of copying anti-Soviet literature, he too possesses a massive collection of stolen and smuggled papers from the archives of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, which, as he writes, contain the beginnings and the ends of all the tragedies of our bloodstained century. These documents are available online at bukovskyarchives.net, but most are not translated. They are unorganized. There are no summaries. There is no search or index function. Quote, I offer them free of charge to the most influential newspapers and journals in the world, but nobody wants to print them, Bukovsky writes. Editors shrug indifferently. So what? Who cares? End quote. They include, Stroilov says, transcripts of nearly every conversation between Gorbachev and his foreign counterparts. Hundreds of them, a near complete diplomatic record of the era, available nowhere else. There are notes from the Politburo taken by Georgi Shakhnazarov, an aide of Gorbachev, and by Politburo member Vadim Medvedev. There is the diary of Anatoly Chernyev, Gorbachev's principal aide and deputy chief of the body formerly known as the Comintern, which dates from 1927 to the collapse of the regime. There are reports dating from the 1960s by Vadim Zagledin, deputy chief of the Central Committee's International Department until 1987, and then Gorbachev's advisor until 1991. Zagledin was both envoy and spy, charged with gathering secrets, spreading disinformation, and advancing Soviet influence. When I first heard about Stroilov's documents, I wondered if they were forgeries. The Gorbachev Foundation itself has since acknowledged the document's authenticity. Bukovsky's story is similar. In 1992, President Boris Yeltsin's government invited him to testify at the Constitutional Court of Russia in a case concerning the constitutionality of the Communist Party. The Russian state archives granted Bukovsky access to its documents to prepare his testimony. Using a handheld scanner, he copied thousands of documents and smuggled them to the West. Stroilov claims that his documents, quote, tell a complete new story about the end of the Cold War. The commonly accepted version of history of that period consists of myths almost entirely. These documents are capable of ruining each of those myths end quote.
In other words, the whole thing was staged, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is staged and is being covered up by our media, is being covered up by the subversive element in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead.
Right. Continuing the Berlin quote, for instance, the documents cast Gorbachev in a far darker light than the one in which he is generally regarded. In one document, he laughed with the Politburo about the USSR's downing of Korean Airlines Flight 007 in 1983, a crime that was not only monstrous, but brought the world very near to nuclear Armageddon. These minutes from a Politburo meeting on October 4, 1989, are similarly disturbing. Lukyanov reports that the real number of casualties on Tiananmen Square was 3,000. Gorbachev: we must be realists. They, like us, have to defend themselves. 3,000. So what? End quote. And a transcript of Gorbachev's conversation with Hans-Jochen Vogel, the leader of West Germany's Social Democratic Party, shows Gorbachev defending Soviet troops' April 9, 1989 massacre of peaceful protesters in Tbilisi. End quote. Joel says, and this part is very interesting. Socialist International is a Moscow front and is still active in the European Union. Clear documents how many Moscow agents of influence are still working inside the EU, even since its inception, end quote, or quote. There are other ways in which the story that Stroilov's and Bukovsky's papers tell isn't over. They suggest, for example, that the architects of the European integration project, as well as many of today's senior leaders in the European Union, were far too close USSR for comfort. This raises important questions about the nature of contemporary Europe, questions that might be asked when Americans consider Europe as a model for social policy.
Oh, we're going to have to let you go, Andrew. We've run out of time. Our guest this morning has been Andrew Skousen, certainly, and we're talking about certainly these archives. They're up available on the internet under Bukowski and other names, and totally ignored by our media. Totally ignored by our intelligence agencies. Why? The last thing the subversive element in Washington, D.C. want is for the American people to learn the truth. Thanks so much. We look forward to having you with us again next week, the same time.
All right.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, basically, how do you understand what's going on in the world today? Well, let's go back to the Vietnam War. How was a little country the size of North Vietnam able to fight the greatest nation in the world, the United States, for 10 years and win the war, and America lost the war? Well, it was all phony. Basically, all during the Vietnam War, we financed the Soviets, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our troops. What was Vietnam all about? Well, it was about a cover so we could bring in the Great Society program. And if you doubt that, the Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1967, the article by McGeorge Bundy, The End of Either Or. Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1967, the article by McGeorge Bundy, The End of Either Or. And McGeorge Bundy will tell you, Vietnam was all about a cover so we could bring in the Great Society. What about the Second World War? Why we funded the Nazis before the war? I mean, how were Germans, the Nazis came to power in 1933. Germany was bankrupt. 5 years later, they were invading Austria and the Sudetenland. How did they do it? We funded them. And you need to get certainly our 4-CD set of The War Against the Jews, the interviews with John Loftus. You need to get our 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler escaped, and we helped him, and we've covered it up. You need to get this information out. You need to talk to others. You need to get them to understand what's going on, and you need to get them to join us in this battle. There's a great general awakening. Now, we do need your financial help. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Are those the 4-CD sets, The War Against the Jews and Hitler Escape, both vitally important to understand what's going on today. And if you're in a position to help us financially to maintain our network of stations across America for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, people are hearing the truth not only on radio and shortwave and satellite, but by internet. And we have internet listeners all over the world. I mentioned I was supposed to be on a program on Wednesday in Birmingham. I called in, and we weren't scheduled. But they told me that had dozens of calls earlier that day. People in Birmingham, England, wanted to hear the truth that they knew they could get through Radio Liberty that they'd never get elsewhere. There is an awakening. And if you want to be part of it, if you want to help, why give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We need your financial help, because if we lose this country, and believe me, it's coming much quicker than most people realize, we're on the verge of a financial collapse in America and throughout the world. And with that, of course, it's all engineered. I mean, there's no way you can keep spending money that you don't have. Our leaders know that. They want to collapse the system and bring about a new world financial system, a one world government under subversive element, and of course, a one world, a one world order, a one world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and they've done a pretty good job, don't you think? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, pray for America. Pray for revival. Please.